To Pakistan now. It's been nearly a week since a 7.6 magnitude earthquake devastated the northern region of that country, and the top emergency relief coordinator for the United Nations says search and rescue operations have now ended. The death toll there may be as high as 35,000, according to government officials. David Rode of the New York Times has been reporting from Pakistan, and he joins me now. David, tell us where you are and how things look.
I'm in Islamabad. Essentially, this entire city is just filling with injured people that are streaming down by helicopter from northern Pakistan. There's now 5,000 people, and every single hospital in the area around this nation's capital is packed with people. And the most worrying sign is that there's a steady increase in the number of amputations they're having to perform on patients. More and more people are coming in with wounds that have been infected by gangrene, and that's going to steadily increase. There's been at least 65 so far.
And that's because people weren't evacuated quickly enough and their wounds were allowed to fester.
That's primarily the problem. The government estimates that there's 52,000 people who have been injured in the earthquake. As of yesterday, only about 6,000 people had been evacuated. Doctors here in Islamabad think that the seriously injured is really a figure of about 15,000 to 20,000. The helicopters are reaching large towns at this point. The real problems are these isolated villages. I interviewed one husband and wife today. He and several other men had carried his wife for 18 miles to bring her to a helicopter. They finally reached her this morning. She was hit by rocks in a landslide when the earthquake happened, and she is unable to move her legs and appears to have a spinal injury.
You write in today's paper of several spinal injury problems involving young children, and one case in particular quite affecting a 10-year-old girl.
I flew with her yesterday on a helicopter that evacuated her. It was an American helicopter from a town called Bagh. She was in her school when the earthquake struck and was dug out by her teachers, and essentially from the very first time she was pulled from the rubble, she couldn't feel her legs and has been unable to move her right arm.
So this little girl, 10 years old, she had dreamed of becoming a doctor herself.
She had, and she was a very sort of lively student herself, according to her mother. She loved going to school. She loved her friends. She was only 10. And the most difficult thing is that she can't speak at this point. She just has this terrible pain in her throat. As I said in the story, she's essentially been weeping through the last 6 days since this has gone on. And I don't think she was told, but I think she just knew that from the x-rays they could tell that the paralysis was permanent.
And as you say, hundreds, perhaps thousands more cases just like hers.
Yes. When buildings collapse, unfortunately, there's many broken bones and a very large number of spinal injuries.
How has the international response been?
The rescue teams have actually been very impressive. There's a number of teams from all over the world that have shown up here, many from Europe. And then the United States was able to quickly bring in these large Chinook transport helicopters from Afghanistan. Two more American helicopters arrived, and that brought the total to 8. The problem is there's only a total of about 50 helicopters trying to evacuate, let's be conservative and talk about 15,000 wounded people. It's not nearly enough. The United Nations emergency officials yesterday called for a tripling in the number of helicopters. So the Achilles heel in the international effort is the failure of countries to provide more helicopters here. There's no other way to bring these people out. And there is some sense, I think, among Pakistanis that if, you know, you had 15,000 Americans injured up in a mountainous area, there would be more than 50 helicopters trying to bring them out.
And India has offered helicopters. What's come of that?
The Pakistanis have said no. That's the one offer that's come across that they've said no to. The two countries have gone to war 3 times in their history. There's a tremendous tensions. The step forward was that Pakistan did accept a plane of aid from India. So there's sort of, it's mixed signals there. You know, it's a good acceptance of the humanitarian aid, but a no on the helicopters.
David Rode is a reporter for the New York Times. He joined us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you.
Thank you.
And to learn how you can help, go to our website, npr.org.